Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for men, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. From the first reading, the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel?" Yesterday we read from 1 Samuel chapter 15. Today is from chapter 16. How God rejected Saul. We spoke about Saul having received the mantle of leadership on a platter of gold, grace. Yet he disappointed God, so to say. He kept rationalizing. When God says, "Go east," he went west. And we read, "God has rejected you. Tell him." But like the saying, why cry more than the bereaved? Samuel never wanted to get over it. He kept mourning. He kept dwelling in the past. But the Lord said to him, How long? I have rejected him. Why living in yesterday? Why living in the past? I am doing something new. Take up your horn of oil. Go do the next task. This message is for you. This message is for me. It's for someone you may know who is still dwelling and living in the past. Disappointments from loved ones, you are still thinking about it. The mistakes that we made in the past, we are still harboring it. The decisions that we made that were not favorable, we're still thinking about it. How long are you going to dwell in the past? The Lord is doing something new. Take up your horn of oil of gladness, and move on. Today we celebrate two saints who were martyred in the early centuries. Saint Fabian, who was murdered around 250 AD by the Emperor Decius, and Sebastian, who was murdered by Diocletian. Sebastian is the patron saint of policemen, archers, and soldiers. But these were men who gave their lives for the faith. And that's why the entrance song, "Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still." They died for the faith. May we also be faithful to the faith we profess. Let us continue to live in the present, in joyful hope for the future, and not in the past.